Hungary, Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, and Slovakia have agreed to continue their ban on importing Ukrainian grain to protect local farmers. They want to extend local sales bans on Ukrainian grain beyond the European Union imposed deadline of September 15th until at least the end of the year. Except for Bulgaria, all the countries border Ukraine, which faced a setback Monday when Russia withdrew from the Black Sea Grain Initiative that allowed Ukrainian food to be shipped through the Black Sea safely. The collapse of the grain deal and subsequent Russian missile and drone strikes at Ukrainian port cities have led to international concerns that hundreds of millions of people will face hunger. Ukraine is a significant wheat, barley, vegetable oil and corn exporter. Hungary's Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó said he realized that without a Black Sea grain deal, Central Europe plays an even greater role in transporting grains from Ukraine, one of the world's breadbaskets. But he argued that the transit routes set up as solidarity lanes shouldn't be used for profit-making. He and other ministers noticed that many products destined for people in need in Africa or the Middle East end up in Central and Eastern Europe, threatening the livelihoods of local farmers. However, when asked, Szijjártó said Hungary is prepared to mediate between Kiev and Moscow on resuming the Black Sea grain deal.
If we are asked to mediate, we are happy to do so. But we are not strong enough to step up as a mediator by our own will. What I can tell you is that we consider the continuation of the grain deal extremely important. Why? Because these volumes of grain are missing from countries and regions which can be destabilized very easily. And once these regions or countries are being destabilized, further migratory waves break out. And if further migratory waves break out, then the Europeans are going to be under pressure again. And coping with two security-related challenges in the meantime, that will be well beyond our capacities, I think.
Yet Hungary has been criticized by Brussels and Ukraine for its perceived cozy relationship with Russia. This week, Hungary also refused to support an EU plan to spend 20 billion euros on weapons for Ukraine over the next 4 years, after already blocking a tranche of 500 million euros for this purpose. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.